A funeral is being held today for the 20-year-old driver who died on a dirt track after being struck by NASCAR champion Tony Stewart's car. Kevin Ward Jr.'s funeral will be held at South Lewis Senior High School in Central New York. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals won for the 9th time in 10 games after a 3-0 shutout of Oakland to maintain their half-game lead over Detroit in the AL Central. The Tigers kept pace as Nick Castellanos hit an RBI triple and a solo homer in an 8-4 win over Pittsburgh, which keeps the Pirates 1.5 games behind the NL Central leading Milwaukee Brewers. The Los Angeles Angels are within 2.5 games of first place Oakland in the AL West after Howie Kendrick hit a go-ahead 2-run single in the 8th inning of the Halos' 4-3 interleague win over Philadelphia in Anaheim. Mike Napoli smacked a tie-breaking 2-run homer in the 5th inning before the Boston Red Sox completed a 5-4 win over the Reds in Cincinnati. In the American League, Adam Jones belted a tie-breaking 3-run homer with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th to give Baltimore a 5-3 win over the New York Yankees. The AL East leading Orioles are now 7.5 games ahead of Toronto, who fell to Seattle 2-0. In the National League, Washington bested the Mets 3-2. The Major League Baseball owners are meeting in Baltimore, and they could have a new commissioner. MLB COO Rob Manfred, Boston Red Sox Chairman Tom Warner, and MLB Executive VP of Business Tim Brosnan were picked by the 7-man succession committee as candidates to replace the retiring Bud Selig. Tiger Woods has told U.S. Ryder Cup captain Tom Watson and the PGA of America that he has taken himself out of consideration for next month's tournament in Scotland due to health reasons. The PGA of America says Watson will announce his 3 captains' picks on September 2nd. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.